Now it's back to our news items. We'll have a bit of Christmas. We'll hear of a carol service and a donation to the children's ward at the hospital. Then there's a special tea on offer and some extra cheer for visitors to Courton House. It proved an emotional start to the festive season at the Cathedral of St John the Baptist as a standing ovation lit up a Christmas carol concert. Local charity Break hosted the event at Norwich's Catholic Cathedral in Unthank Road and received £2,000 in donations to help continue their efforts to make life better for young people in and around care. Norwich School Choir and Taverham Brass Band provided the seasonal sounds as hymns and carols echoed around the cathedral. But the show was stolen by two youngsters who wanted to show how much Break has helped them. Ashley's emotionally charged reading of her words, Seeking New Landscapes, was followed by Finn singing the Keen hit, Somewhere Only We Know, with the accompaniment of three choristers, telling the audience it was a song he treasured from singing with his father before he died. Followed by a standing ovation, both performances showed attendees just how valued the work of Break is.
More than £1,500 worth of toys have been donated to children in hospital this Christmas, thanks to the generosity of a friendly motorcycle group. Dressed as Father Christmas, elves and reindeer, 15 members of NOTAS Motorcycle Club hopped on their bikes in freezing temperatures and rode from Stonehill Bistro in Rackheath through the city to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The Norfolk-based petrol heads were then joined by another 8 volunteers who made their way to the hospital by car or truck. The group runs several charity events each year, donating more than £3,500 to various charities this year alone. This is the 5th year NOTAS has put on a toy run for children at Christmas, visiting the Jenny Lind ward as well as the children's A&E department to spread some festive cheer.
An Alice in Wonderland-themed afternoon tea is launching at a Norwich venue. The magical tea, inspired by Lewis Carroll's whimsical world, will be on offer at the Assembly House in Theatre Street from January the 9th until March the 18th, 2023, from midday, with last bookings from 3:30 p.m. Guests at the Mad Hatter's Tea Party will enjoy a colourful feast, starting with a little Drink Me bottle. There will be plenty of surprises along the way, including a golden pocket watch macaron and a carrot cake with a disappearing rabbit. The savouries include playing card cheese biscuits, dainty finger sandwiches and Tweedledum and Tweedledee scones, one cheese and one fruit. There will be menus for vegetarians, vegans, dairy-free and gluten-free diners. It costs £27.95 per person and £16.95 for the under-12s. The theme running over the festive season is the Nutcracker, and chef-director Richard Hughes and his team have been serving up to 400 teas a day.
Courton House, a Norwich-based not-for-profit care home and independent living site, is expanding its provision into the community this winter with an over-65s community hotspot, supported by Norfolk Community Foundation through the Surviving Winter Fund. The hotspot will include icebreaker activities alongside a free, simple hot meal and hot drinks. There will also be an advice hub with a variety of charity partners taking part and a free NHS health check for people aged 40 to 70 in an adjoining room.
Passengers stepped into Christmas in style as Britain's poshest train returned to the city for a unique festive experience. The Northern Belle, once part of the iconic Orient Express group, departed from Norwich Station at just after midday on December the 12th, and then picked up another group of passengers from Ipswich Station. It harks back to the golden age of rail travel with 1930s-style Pullman carriages named after British castles and stately homes. Passengers, dressed in their finery, were greeted by a team of conductors and went from the chilly platform to the warm and cosy dining carriages with luxury armchairs and festive decorations. The tables were set for Christmas with crackers and gold-lined crockery. Tickets cost £340 per person, which includes a 5-hour round trip on the train, a welcome champagne reception, a 7-course Christmas lunch with a cheese board and a bottle of wine per couple. There is also onboard entertainment, including a table magician and strolling musicians.
Well, we've now reached the end of part one. John and Rosemary will follow on now with part two, with more news, a second feature and information desk. So Alison and I will say goodbye for this week, wish you a happy Christmas and New Year, and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.